Okay, next patient is going to be Norma, N-O-R-M-A, Macruse, M-C-C-R-U-S-E, data 3-4, please. Thank you. Start by saying Norma is in her 10th benefit period, extending from 1/28/2026 to 3/28/2026. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation, and this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Ms. Macruse is... Oh, we need her date of birth. Okay, let me give you her date of birth. Her date of birth is 11/28/46. Ms. Macruse is, let's see, 46. So 79-year-old woman who's currently in hospice with history of... Hang on 1 second. Currently in hospice with history of congestive heart failure. Patient continues to lose weight. She shows oxygen dependency. She also suffers from COPD, shortness of breath, air hunger, weight loss, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinent. Patient belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4. PPS remains at 30%. Weight loss is considered unavoidable. Sleeping 16 to 18 hours a day, period. Patient's appetite is diminished, consistent with protein calorie malnutrition. It's about 20%, it's only about 20-30% of their meals at this time, period. Let's see. Ms. Macruse's other comorbidities include hypertensive heart disease, as I said, COPD, peripheral vascular disease, contractures of the lower extremity, right side, left side, related to rheumatoid arthritis. MAC is at 24 centimeter, severe muscle atrophy as well, period. Let's see. Patient continues to decline overall, both cognitively and function and physically. Patient is now totally bedbound. Decreased MAC to 24 centimeters is consistent with protein calorie malnutrition and cachexia. Patient's hypoxemia is both related to hyperventilation as well as her diagnosis of end-stage heart failure, period. Patient continues to have pedal edema, multifactorial, both related to right-sided heart failure, as well as protein calorie malnutrition and lack of protein in her system. Overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you. and remains hospice appropriate. Thank you.